This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
The Joyce Kaufman Podcast is being brought to you by Code Red Roofers, South Florida's leading residential and commercial roof experts. Code Red Roofers, roofers that respond. Call 844-4-CODE-RED or visit CodeRedRoofers.com.
No breaking news here. Joe Biden and the deep state are weaponizing government agencies designed to protect our country against foreign threats in order to systematically censor the lawful speech of American citizens. Journalists who raise questions about the unconstitutional vaccine mandates, well, they were deplatformed from social media at the request of the Biden administration. Joe Biden is funding American research and educational institutions to help advance his administration's efforts to censor lawful speech. Biden administration officials pressured big tech companies to stop allowing Americans to question the administration's climate change narrative and Green New Deal agenda. Joe Biden's then-press secretary, Jen Psaki, bragged from the White House podium that the administration was flagging problematic posts for Facebook that spread so-called disinformation. Joe Biden and his administration are arguing in courts that it has the right to use the bully pulpit of the presidency to seek to persuade Americans and American companies to act in ways that would advance the public interest when it comes to controlling public discourse in collusion with big tech and social media platforms. In January of 2023, Department of Justice Special Counsel Jack Smith served a warrant on the X platform demanding the company identify millions of account holders who simply interacted with President Trump's account, a massive breach of privacy and a brazen assault on American values. The DOJ sought and received permission from the judge to keep this warrant secret from the president's legal team. And now they have this data, raising the ominous specter of what action the weaponized federal government agents will take against these Americans. In his AI executive order, President Biden gave a sweeping mandate to the Department of Homeland Security, an agency at the center of recent partisan censorship efforts. Biden tasked the agency to focus on critical infrastructure, which includes our electoral system. With Biden's order, the weaponized agency will continue to expand its efforts to, quote, fight election interference, end quote, which authority the DHS has used to massively interfere with our elections and our democracy. Biden's DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas has acknowledged the department is weaponizing AI to target the political speech of American citizens, disguising their efforts as combating misinformation, disinformation, and anti-government sentiment. The federal government is weaponizing AI against American citizens.
The Joyce Kaufman Podcast has been brought to you by Code Red Roofers, South Florida's leading residential and commercial roof experts. Code Red Roofers, roofers that respond. Call 844-4-CODE-RED or visit CodeRedRoofers.com.